Okay, this is okay. Shabbos Pasha Tovit. The thing is, this is it's a very heavy shen. I just hope I'll be able to give it over properly, because it's very, it's lecheda. It clarifies many things. It makes it very clear. And the good thing that Rebbe is talking about, even though Rebbe doesn't mention in the Sifri, is the union of Kabbalah Samalchus. In other words, we always know Kabbalah Samalchus as Yom Kabbalah Melech. And so here, the Rebbe doesn't even mention Kabbalah Samalchus. The Rebbe, he's been discussing the avoid of Kabbalah Samalchus in Kiva Mitzvah Poel. And this is what we'll see over here. So now, we have here the union, I took out the whole beginning of the Sifri, but it's too long. And I'm starting from the second half of the Sikha. The first half of the Sikha speaks about the Milo of Yisrael and Torah. He's talking about Bikurim. Pastor Tov is talking about Bikurim. So the Milo of Bikurim, Yisrael and Torah. And then from Eizvov, he starts talking about the Milo of Yisrael himself. So this is how he starts off for Eizvov. He says in the Sikha, in the Prim of the Sikha, it says, now Tifigaret, to go into deeper, Bikurim is referring to Yisrael as they are above Torah. This is what he starts with Mechadish. This is us that we're talking about now, about Yisrael, they're above Torah. So now here in the first paragraph, from lines 3 to 7, he actually explains what does it mean that Yisrael above Torah. So he explains very, very simply that, number one, Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Torah, right? One thing. Another thing is, so this is both on line 3, that you kima teira mitzvahs only when you have a yid. If you don't have a yid, you can't have kima teira mitzvahs. Whereas, on the other hand, on lines 4 and 5, you can have a yid without teira. You can have. And why? Because the Chazal say, apishachot, Yisrael, he's not observing teira, but he's still a yid. And therefore, and this, actually, the fact you can have a yid without teira actually reflects itself in the fact that yid can always do tshuva, even though he transgressed the Torah, he can do tshuva because he has a koyach which is above Torah. With that, he can do tshuva. Okay. Now, the Rebbe goes to explain when we say that yidin above Torah, it doesn't mean to say that yidin life can be good without observing the Torah. So this is not in the Kutta. So he explains over here in the next paragraph, in lines 9 to 11. That because a yid, what is the whole mile of a yid? Why is he above everything? Because he's verbunden with the Eibishter, and the Eibishter commanded on the Torah, so automatically, okay, you're above Torah. Why? You're above Torah. But the Eibishter, the reason your mile of the virtue of a yid is he's connected with the Eibishter, and the Eibishter wants the Torah. So therefore, automatically, you also want the Torah. Okay? So in other words, even though you're above Torah, but it's you wanting the Torah. In other words, the Torah is not being enforced on you. You from your, this is the Nekudah. Now this is the Nekudah. We're going now to the whole Sikha now. The Torah is coming. The fact that I have to always, how do we see Torah as something that I'm obligated to fulfill? Here, we're talking about Yidden as they are above Torah. So why? What is my drive to fulfill? The Torah is saying, not I'm obligated. It's me, myself, on my own. I want to fulfill the Torah. The fact I'm a yid, I want to fulfill the Torah. Just like the Eibishter decided that he wants to give us, he wants us to do the Torah. So I, being a yid, I want to do the Torah. Which I will soon go over what we just learned, and so you'll be able to, you won't lose what we have to. And the Rebbe, like he has in line 11, this is the Psak Din of the Rambam, that every yid wants to keep the Torah, right? That is, so where the Kima Torah coming from? That I want to keep the Torah, right? Fine. Now we hear the Rebbe going to the next paragraph from lines 13 to 16. The Rebbe explains there's two ways. So we'll go over now what we just said. So there's two ways how we can approach Torah. One way is that what I'm a yid, and I was the Eibishter told me I have to keep the Torah. That, in other words, I have an obligation. The Torah is imposed on me. I have to keep the Torah, right? And how, even though a yid is above Torah, this is what the whole sikha, the whole theme of the sikha is talking about: yid and above Torah. Even though a yid is above Torah, how do I come to identify with this quality I have in myself that I'm above Torah? If I observe Torah and I become a big tzaddik, I'll eventually reach the madrega of Yisrael is above Torah. So in other words, I'm below Torah, right? Inside myself, I have this aspect of Yisroel, which is above Torah. When I learn Torah, if I learn Torah very well, I'll be able to reach this high madrig of Yisroel above Torah. So, is the Torah for me to reach to this mile of Yisroel, there's a precondition of Torah. That is a normal way. Here in this Sikha, where the Rebbe's bring out, no, there's another way. There's also the direct connection of the Ayin Yid above Torah, directly connected to me, even without the Torah. What is that? The Rebbe says, this is what the example just brought before, the Inyan of Tshuva. Well, if I did what I should not have done, and later on I can do Tshuva, why can I do Tshuva? I can transgress the Torah, nevertheless I can make up. Why? Because I have in myself a koyach of Yisrael, which is above Torah, and that's why I can always fix what I did when I missed something out of the Torah, I can always fix it with Tshuva. Because I have a koyach of Yisrael, which is above Torah. Okay, fine. Now, this is what the Rebbe said till now. Now we're coming to the Ikar Nekuda in the Sikha. This is what we just now said, that is not the Ikar Nekuda. The Rebbe wants to go to a higher Madrega. What is that? What did we just now say? We just now said that how do you realize that a Yid here now has a connection, is above Torah? How do I realize that Yid is above Torah? So the example we gave an example that the fact that I transgressed the Torah, nevertheless, I can make up and fix what I transgressed. So that fact I can within myself find how to fix that what I transgressed of the Torah is a raya that I'm a Yid which is above Torah. I have this element in myself which is above Torah. But nevertheless, what happens when I am doing tshuva? I am been transgressing my whole life, and now I am doing tshuva. So here my neshama, which is above Torah, comes and reveals itself. The fact that I now want to make up for whatever I did is revealed in the fact I want to do tshuva. When I am doing tshuva, what am I actually doing? I am actually going away. I am telling myself I am not good, and now I am going to be good, right? So this current state, the word of the tshuva, to go away from I am, from where I am now, and go to something better. That's tshuva. Going away from where I am, going to something better. The Rebbe wants to say, so how does this koyach of Yisroel, which is above Torah, how does it reflect itself in me here, my koyach of Yisroel above Torah, how does it reflect itself in me here? By the fact, when I want to go away from myself. The Rebbe's bringing out that we want the Yid currently, without any Torah, in my current state now, I have the Mila, not I have to go away from myself. That is a very nice thing. That reflects the Mila of Yisroel. It reflects the fact I want to go away from myself. It shows on the Mila of Yisroel above Torah. But the Rebbe wants to say, but no, the way I am already have the full quality of Yisroel, and this is what the Sikha is built about. And as we said before, this is in the Kudus of Kabbalah of Malchus, which is everything above everything. The Sikha does not mention the Kabbalah of Malchus, but this is Avodah, which is talking about. And this Sikha, this is actually Kabbalah of Malchus in Avodah B'Poel, not in being. We're not talking about the Melech here. We're talking about Choshev in Avodah B'Poel and Kimat Yerem Mitzvos. This is the whole Avodah. So the Rebbe wants to say, there's a mile in me, the way I am, here and without Torah. How can it be? I mean, if one moment I don't do what the Torah is saying, I am doing something wrong, right? So how can it say there's a certain mile of me at Israel without Torah? So the Rebbe says the example would be a child. A child has no shaykhus to the Torah. He's not doing any mitzvahs. The fact is, again, he has this mile of Israel which is above Torah. And this another example would be someone who is a tinnik shenishva. You know, tinnik shenishva is someone doesn't know Torah. So he's never observed any mitzvahs. But the fact that he's a Yid, him in his current state. Now this is the word you have to hear. This Yid in his current state has the tachlis hashleimus. And this is the nekuda over here. Remember, this Yid here, now, if the Yid would know Torah and would not be following, I'm doing something wrong. Okay. The fact I'm not doing what the Torah says, I have an element of wrong here. Here this Yid is not doing anything wrong, he just does not know better, right? So the fact that he doesn't know better, what would we normally say? He's zero, he's nothing, he's not wrong, he's not good, he's zero. No. Because he's a Yid, so he has now the element of, he is now the shleimus Not, he is a shleimus, the full picture of the shleimus of Yisrael. This is very important. This is a, in other words, we're bringing out here the, my default state. My default state is shleimus. My default state is takas, the shleimus is we're going to get to. I have everything. The dogma is atzmus mhus. I'm a yidu connected to atzmus. My current, my default state is atzmus. And this is what we're trying to reach to. How do, where do we have it? When you have it in the kshinis, that's where we have it. And just one thing, I'll give an example with the sikha, which in the passage of Mikates, Tovshim Mem Zayin, the Rebbe says, you have a yid, it's talking about shluchim there, a yid goes on a shlichas, and what is he's not accomplishing, he accomplishes one thing, that he's a frum yid, and he goes on the street, so this neighbor, who's also a yid, said to him, hi. The fact that Nate identified, all he did is said to him, good morning. That's Rebbe, it's in the Mugetik Sikha, Tovshim Mem Zayin. All he said, Mikates, but all he did, he recognizes this, instead of turning around and seeing it from a yid, feeling embarrassed, and turning the other way and trying to avoid, he recognized and said, good morning, and he's not coming to your Chabad house, he's not doing anything, he's just said hi. So the Rebbe says, you have, the Rebbe says, the loss on the Rebbe, you have a Vegestalt of, you have a Vegestalt of Manera. You haven't written it, but you have a Vegestalt. In other words, this is the shlemus of the fact. In his default state, he's the Takras Hashlemus. And this is very important, because this is where we're going to continue to go. To go in this idea of being the Takras Hashlemus by default. Yeah, what do you want?
But this state is in potential.
No. Not potential, but pale. Einag Movade. My potential is to bring to the pale. What's my final goal to reach Einag Movade? Okay. By default, I did it Einag Movade. Have it. That is, there's nothing, he is shlemus. This is the Nukud of the Sikha. This is the Nukud of Kabbalah Samarta. This is the Nukud of the Sikha here. Okay? So, no potential. We're going to come to it right now. Let's continue. Let's go over to page 2. Yeah? We're going to go. This is about, this is page 2. And here on, okay. And now on, from lines 5 to 9. So now the Rebbe says like this. The fact I'm a yid, so I'm the default attack of the shlemus, right? So now, at this moment, I have now a moment in my life, right? Let's take the same person, right? The same person, this Yid is a Tinek Shanishvi, he doesn't know anything, right? He has this moment in his life. What is he going to do with this moment? He's going to say this, he sees this from a Yid, he's going to say hi to him. He's going to recognize the Yid. The example we gave before.
So, Rebbe says light menorah.
You didn't say the word light. There's somewhere where the Rebbe says light, and that's it. The Rebbe does not use the word light. The Rebbe says the lashon of the Rebbe is you have placed a full menorah. You've made the menorah. You've made a full menorah. He didn't say light. In other words, nothing happened here. All you did, you just made. You have the yid. Nothing. You haven't done anything. You just have the yid. You didn't get him to do anything. You have the yid, right? So anyway, so here, now you have this yid now, let's take the same example of the yid. He has a moment now, and he's going to say hi to this shliach. So what has he done over here? So chayli he's just done, said this hi. The point is, because he's a yid and he's betachas shlemus, remember now, a yid by default is above Torah. When you say a yid is above the Torah, he has in him everything. We always know the Torah has in it everything. If we say Yid is above Torah, it means a Yid has in him everything. So a Yid by default has in him everything. When I'm not doing what the Torah says, I'm interfering with my Bechira to Matzias. Okay, so there's an interference of my Bechira. But we're talking about this Yid who doesn't know better. So he is now Takas HaShlemus, right? He is Takas HaShlemus. Now he has this moment in front of this one split second. He's saying hi to the Shliach. What is it done over here? So the vort is, because this second is a Yiddish second, and a Yid is Takas HaShlemus, every moment of a Yid is Takas HaShlemus, he did this second, he did the right thing, what was it? He said hi to the Shliach, so now, in this second, he has accomplished the Takas HaShlemus of the whole Bria. And I want you to see it in the words inside, on line 9, 8 and 9, just look at the words, but these are the words that Rebbe has. One second. So call on line 9. It repeats itself again, but it's the same words. Call in yonah elam. Call out a goyim bizman. Everything from the day of Bria Salem. Everything in the future. Moshe Mashiach. Everything is included in that second. Why? Because this yid is a yid, and this is a yiddish second. He's the Takas HaShlemus. So now this is part of him, part of the etzem. Right? This second part of the Etzem. So regardless, this second he has done, it has in it everything. This is the idea of the Rambam, Maisa Echad. This Maisa has in it everything. So this is what Rebbe is saying here. You look in the paragraph, you'll see the Rebbe, look in the quote three, the Rebbe brings out every moment of it is Tachas HaShleimus. The only time it can be not Tachas HaShleimus is when I don't follow through and do what I'm meant to do at that moment. What I'm meant to do at that moment, that moment has in it everything. Now, let's take further, Rebbe is going to explain. The fact that this moment, I'll say it right now because the Rebbe says it later.
Tachlis HaShleimus, it means that it's, so say, to be in this three-dimensional world, plus to be in time and do whatever
And forget about what it's going to bring to something else or not. It doesn't have to bring to anything else. Remember, just like we said, the heat by default is good. This second, when I use it for the right purpose, by default that has in it everything, it doesn't have to bring to anything else. He just said hi and finished. He's not going to do anything else for you, this guy. That second has Tachlis HaShleimus. But what happens? Just like we say the Yid, because he's an Atzmi, the Etzem of Yid drives him. Just like the Ebeshtuk shows the Torah. So the Etzem of Yid is going to want to do the Torah. When he does the right thing at that moment, he says hi, he's going to want to do something else. But that is because of, just like a Yid, who's Tachlis, he's full perfection. Nevertheless, he's full perfection. Why did he do observe the Torah? Not because he's missing anything. This is what we said before. You maybe want to say, not when a Yid goes to do Torah, he's not missing anything. The only thing is, just like the Ebeshtuk is Tachlis HaShleimus, and he chose the Torah, so the same thing is Tachlis HaShleimus. And I choose, because I'm a Yid, I'm going to choose to do the Torah. It's my choice. In other words, the call to observe the Torah is coming from me. Just like the call that came to observe the Torah came from the Ebeshtuk, the call to observe the Torah is coming from me. So the same thing, now this moment, I did the right thing, that is it. Everything was done. You don't need, that was the whole world. Now, because this moment is Tachlis HaShleimus, it's going to call me to do something else. So everything else is only going to result, is going to be an outgrowth of this second, but not that this second was missing anything. This second is Tachlis HaShleimus. This is an akud of Kabbalah, this by the way is an akud of Kabbalah Samachas, that everything has an akud of Ein Bavadi. Right? Ein Bavadi. That's what you're talking about the Ebeshtuk. Here we're talking about a Yid, but the akud is everything is an Atzmi. Okay, so now let's here go back to, let's go for an Eishadar, the Rebbe brings it in the Sikha here of Pashas Tovei. So, yeah.
You mentioned something, this is whole world, when you say. You explain what this is, when you say, this is whole world.
Yeah. Can you tell me if the Ebeshtuk has in it everything? Okay. The Ebeshtuk gave himself to a Yid. We're part of the Ebeshtuk. So we have everything. You can't describe it because it's above anything you can describe. It's everything. By default. This second, the second age that gave me as a Yid, it's the Inyan Atzmi. That second is everything. I did the right thing is everything. It's everything, whatever. Mashiach, Chisa Mason, go further. It's everything.
I am a whole world.
The Rebbe says, bring it again and again. Bishvili Nivra Elmi. Have it again and again. This is right. Everything is just for you. For this, and not only for me.
For me, it's one thing, but I am influenced for the world.
We're going to get it now. Yes, you are going to, that's why they're getting to it, that we're going to change the world, right? That's what we're getting to, yeah. Right now, we're going there. What's going on?
No, my point is, not my action influence for the world. I agree with it.
No. Why we do it? You want to say, first of all, Reb David, you don't have to influence the world. Remember, that's what it was. You by default are it. You are the whole. You have everything. You don't need to default. You don't have to do anything at all by default. As long as you're not doing anything wrong, by default you're everything. Now, because you're everything, just like the apes who's everything, nevertheless wanted the traitor, you're going to want to do something. Because you're everything. Not because you're missing anything. Remember, there's no nukuda here of missing. This is the Inya Kabbalah's Malchus. There's no missing. Tshuva means I'm missing something. I'm going to change myself. Right? Kabbalah's Malchus is I'm not missing anything. Nevertheless, just like the Ebeshtuk who's Tachlis HaShleimus, he wanted the Torah. So therefore, I'm going to want to do the Torah. So now, I'm not missing anything. When I do the act, I want to, because I chose it, it's coming from me. I want to do the act. this act also has an integrity. And that's it. You don't have to do more. But nevertheless, this act going to drive, it's going to push, want to do more. Because it's like, I want to do the act. This act is going to want me, going to get me to do another act. So it's all, there's only one thing, positivity. There's only one thing, doing. That's in Kuda. Okay? Let's go further. We'll see, maybe we'll get to where we're going to. Maybe we'll get a better picture of what's going on here. Okay, now the Rebbe says here, this is positive. This is, you know, Kabbalah Samalchus. This is something we're repeating the whole time. Kabbalah Samalchus, Kabbalah Samalchus, Kabbalah Samalchus. Which is this is the Nekudah, Kabbalah Samalchus. In other words, this is Shleimus of Inyan. That there is no Shlila. There's only Chiyuv. There is only Chiyuv. Only there's no positive, no negative. It doesn't. Okay. And this is what we're going to get. We're going to say it in clearer words as we go further. We're going to say it in clearer words. Anyway, so here the Rebbe says about going to line 12 to 13. The Rebbe says, Tove, that's the Rebbe, the name of the parasha is Tove. The Rebbe explains that this is what in the beginning of the Sikha, the Rebbe said, Tove means coming, and the whole parasha has so many mitzvahs in it, and the name is Tove, just come. So the Rebbe says, that is it. Forget to this, if you look at it very clearly, the Rebbe says that Tove is the, what it, in other words, it says, the Torah says, Tove, you should come to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to do Bikurim. The name of the parasha is just Tove. It doesn't mention anything about Eretz Yisrael. And this is what the Rebbe says. Why? Tove, I am coming. Where am I going? Doesn't make no difference. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. That is not the important point. Not Eretz Yisrael is important. Nothing is important. I'm now going to do one tenua, one move for the Eretz to come. That's what it is. That Tove has in it the whole Torah. The fact I came has in it the whole Torah, which goes later on in the parasha. Once I do that Tove is going to drive me to go to Eretz Yisrael. But that Tove itself includes everything. This is why the name of the parasha is only Tove without why? The only thing is, do that one tenua. That, like it said the Rambam, do that one Maisa Echot. Do that one tenua. This tenua is everything. That tenua is going to call me to go further. Now, if you look now, I'm going to line 18 to 10, 20, the Rebbe says, based on that, if every move I do is betachas shleimus, right? So therefore, it's obviously that when I do this move, I'm going to have the full effect. That whatever I'm coming, I'm going to have the full effect. So what does it mean? And the full effect is going to be right away. Remember, there's no matter of time or anything, because remember, this one act. It has in it everything. So this act is going to have the full effect. So my one act is going to change the whole world. It's going to bring the Gula, which we're soon going to get to. Like the Rambam, which the Rambam always says, my one act. This is the Rebbe's being mazal, and according to the Rambam, this is all going to do with the Inyan, Kabbalah Samalchus, the Inyan of Etzem, that this one Etzem does everything. Now, here the Rebbe goes in Yisud Beis. So this one act is going to do everything. Fine. Now the Rebbe says, therefore the Eibishter has, here the Rebbe says, based on line 21 to 23. Now the Rebbe says, based on this is understood, that the Yid can affect the Eibishter in any way he wants. You can do everything. You can accomplish everything, right? A Yid, nevertheless.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to find this everywhere. It's just... the way to what extent it was brought down, that it brings down mamish to a practical way, whatever you won't find everywhere in the past. Yeah, the idea. Yeah, okay. Now here comes to 21 line 21 to 23. The Rebbe says that a yid can affect the Eibishter in any way, but here on line 22. This is the vote. Now this is what we're coming to. This is what we're going to get to soon. And line 22, 23. The Rebbe says So a yid is connected to the Eibishter. The yid can do everything, right? But the Eibishter wanted that it should not be naturally. The Eibishter wanted the yid should come down in Olam Hazeh. We're there in this world. The way a yid appears in this world, a yid is just like a human being, like any other human being, and he's very limited. And here, the yid should be able to gather that he can accomplish anything with his avodah. He can accomplish anything with the Eibishter. So the whole, it shouldn't be namatech sufa. That's why he sent the Neshamas down here. So the whole avodah is, in other words, we have here the Yid can do everything. Okay, Yid can do everything. That's, we should be able to do everything. But
he can do everything?
Remember, yes, any mitzvah I do, any good thing, I do good mitzvah, that mitzvah has in it, that act has in it everything. So when I do good act, it's a gula should come straight away. You have this in Topshim Mem Zayin, the Rebbe explains that you do this one act. There's a shaila here, the Rebbe says, why the gula does not come? Like one act is the essence, the main, the gula should come. The shaila is why it doesn't come. Good. Now, so now, if a Yid can do everything, the Rebbe says that the Eibishter wanted the Yid, where this Yid should show his koyach, that he's a atzmi. He's tied to the Eibishter, he's a atzmi. He should show this koyach in Elam Hazeh. The Eibishter puts the Yid in this world, where everything, here the Yid, you don't see the koyach of the Yid at all, and here the Yid should be megala his koyach. So this is why we're here, right? And to be megala here, it's not easy. Here's where the whole complication starts. But really, we haven't ever ourselves everything, right? This, okay, now, here comes the reference to the Inyan of Adam Mosai. This is on page 3. Page 3, the Rebbe goes over now. Here for the Rebbe says, lines 5 to 6, the Rebbe says, according to this, therefore, we have this bakasha b'koil rom on page 3, lines 5 to 6. We should beg b'koil rom. Say the Rebbe says b'koil rom. We're talking about b'kurim here, and b'kurim you meant to speak over there when you come to bring the b'kurim based on mikdash. You meant to speak b'koil rom. So the Rebbe says we should be announcing b'koil rom at Mosai and as Eibishter for the gula. So our one movement of asking the Eibishter should be able to bring the gula, right? It's every movement to do, it's actually the same, so we can affect the Eibishter. Okay. Now, here, let's go, I want to read this paragraph inside, okay? In lines 11 to 16. The Rebbe says, so now where the Rebbe just now said that we, by saying at Mosai, we can bring the Gula, right, immediately, without, the Rebbe says, even though you do that, Rebbein and Nisi'enu said, the labor is in the name of Allah and the Golos. We did not go to Golos on our own will, and not with our will, we will not be able to go out of Golos. The Rebbe says, this is as long as you're talking about a Yid as a separate entity from the Eibishter. If you talk about a Yid as an Eibishter and a Yid, then you cannot go out of Golos with your own will. But if the way we're talking about now, how a Yid Yisrael is mushrish in the Eibishter, he's one with the Eibishter, mitzad the etzem. So therefore, at this point, my will, with it, it's not my own will. My will is the will of the Eibishter, and the will of the Eibishter is my will. And therefore, I have the koyach to be poyer on the Eibishter, the goal to bring the goal to take from Yad Mamish. Mitzad the koyach asks me, I can do it. Right? That we haven't finished there. So the Rebbe is saying, Mitzad now, even though Rebbein is insane and said, L'cheira, we can't bring the gula. Shia can only bring it. Can daven, can bring the gula. We can't do anything to make the Eibishter bring the gula. Daven, with Admos and make the Eibishter bring the gula. We cannot do that. Now the Rebbe says, Mitzad, Etzim of the Yid, you can. Now the Rebbe continues on line 17 to 19. The Rebbe goes to explain, the Mitzvah of Golos is not shy to a Yid, Bechlal. A Yid, why could a Yid? A Yid is with Atmos. And the whole reason, going back to the same thing which you said before, the whole reason why there's Golos, the Eibishter wanted the Yid should be Megale, his Koyach, that he can be put on Atzmus, he should do it, the Yid should be Megale in Golos. Just like we said, the reason why the Eibishter sent us down to this world, in order we should be Megale, the Koyach Atzmi, in this world, the Eibishter sent us to Golos, that we should be Megale, this Koyach, that we can be put on the Eibishter in Golos. Right? Fine. Now, here we come to this difficult paragraph which we're going to have to discuss, and let's see how it goes. In our, you look at lines 22 to, it goes over to the next page. This is the last paragraph, and this paragraph, I want to explain what's going on over here. Here the Rebbe says, L'cheira, we just now said, a Yid can affect the Eibishter to bring the Gula, right? Why? Cause a Yid has Ishleimus. The Rebbe says, L'cheira echtov oshuv, aim to speak miyod and ask a tshuva. Someone does, let me explain what's going on here. When someone does an Aveda, and he says, I'm doing this Aveda, because later I'm going to do tshuva, right? Then, the Eibishter doesn't give him the opportunity to do tshuva, right? You can know that. You does not. You don't have. You lose opportunity. You, if you want to do tshuva, it's going to be very hard for you. So now that I'm saying, how can we say that a yid can affect the Eibishto? Because the yid is attacked as a shleimus. Therefore, he can affect the Eibishto to bring the gula. It's echt of oshev. Now, how did echt of oshev come in?
How's
it? Let me explain how it's echt of oshev. The whole Makudu is saying is a yid can affect the Eibishto. Why can it affect the Eibishto? Because he is one of the Eibishto. The only reason why the Eibishto sent me in Golos is in order I should reveal my koyach in Golos. What happens when I reveal my koyach in Golos, which the Rebbe says in the previous paragraph? Of course, I reveal my koyach. I can right away, because I'm one with the Eibishto, right when I get into Golos, I am a yid, I can reveal my koyach, and right away on the spot I can change, I can reverse the whole situation of Golos back to Gula, right on the spot. All you need is the Eibishto sent you to Golos, you bring out your koyach, and right away you go back to Gula. Now, when a yid had this mindset, what did they have in this mindset? So the whole, that I'm above everything, and the whole reason why I went to Golos was, in order I should show I can accomplish it in Golos also. So this is the mindset of the yid. But Gashmis, why did he didn't go to Golos? Because he did an Aveda. If we are going to put ourselves in this mindset, the whole reason was in Golos, was in order I should reveal my koyach, I should get out of Golos, remember, we're the ones who did that, who got ourselves into Golos. We were the ones who did the Avedas. So that would be an inyan of Echta, that would be an inyan of Echta Vashav, right?
Before Golos is Echta Vashav.
Again, if we say the Yid, the Yid is the type of such things. The reason why I was sent into Golos, you know, to bring out my koyach in Golos. So now I'm going to reverse. I'm going to get out of Golos. How? With koyach. I'm going to recognize this mindset that I'm a shleimus, and the whole Golos is only I should reveal my koyach. At the same time, remember who created this Golos? It was my avedus. So if I'm going to put the mind, our avedus, if I'm going to put the mind, my mindset, the whole Golos is the order I should get. I should be able to show my koyach in Golos. That is, that's my mindset, then that means that I did Avedis in order to get out of Golos. If, the answer is very simple, but this is the question. If I'm putting a Yid in this position, that he's above everything, and only to show his Koyach, that's why he went to Golos. Remember, factually speaking, he went to the Golos how? By doing an Aveda. So that would be Echta Vashav.
No, actually,
it's different than generation.
Oh, no, we're talking about it's not, of course.
Our Averas is how to say, presetted from above. So
okay. So now, okay. You're very good. Let's say. So now the Rebbe answers what David just now said. The whole reason of Golos is true, it came from Averis. That is part of the plan of the Eibishter, was set from above, Neir Alil Ebnei Adam, right? Okay, now, just explain. And therefore, so now we have it, what we have is one thing we're saying is that I'm above everything and I can change everything. And nevertheless, I was sent to the Golos. We have to get what's going on. Neir Alil Ebnei Adam means when I do an Aveda, the Eibishter, we're going to explain what it means. Eibishter really lured me into doing this Avera. He lured me into doing this. So therefore, the Rebbe says, the fact that I'm aware that everything, there's nothing, that I'm above everything, and I can change everything, doesn't mean after the Osher, because the Eibishter was the one who, doesn't mean after the Osher, that I sinned in order to show my koyach, I can get out of Golos. Why? Because the Eibishter was the one who lured me into Golos. I want you to understand what's being said over here. Okay? What do they mean they used to lure me into the Golos? He was saying, from one hand, he was saying, I have to identify with the fact that everything is shleimus. The only reason I can get the part of the shleimus, ain't no vade. And the reason why I'm Golos is an only be in order is I should be able to show my koyach, and I should be able to show my koyach that I can get out of Golos. And the same time, the Rebbe tells us, I, the Cheder, Golos came through my chatoim. That was the Eibishter. Neither live nor them. How did it go? Both things. He was saying, here's the Eibishter. Here it's saying it's you can do everything, and he was saying that was he's throwing it all on the Eibishter. How did it work? Molosov. If it's you, he's saying it's the Abish that did it. And now you're saying I can do everything. Yeah.
It's possible to explain this.
Why?
Because when person do avera, he, and then he make tshuva, he turn off this...
No, what's it? But he did it, how come he did the avera in the first place? How come he did the avera in the first place? Okay, let's explain what's going on.
It makes sense. If he did that, meaning if you're going into Gauls because you did it, so then, if the problem is the Vashu.
If it's
from the Abish,
the Mavshach. The Abish controlled it.
Why are you putting in Golas for something that he did?
No. The Abish.
I don't know.
You can say that. Okay, say that. It's also the Mavshach. If you say, I'm a Takla Sashlemis, how can you all of a sudden say that the Abish put me into the situation? I'm a Takla Sashlemis and I can change anything. And now you're telling me all of a sudden the Abish put me into this situation. What's going on over here? Okay. So now, here we're coming to. This is the etzim, the massive. Actually, of Zman Azem Mamish. And this is what we're getting. Okay, we're starting with this paragraph. I just want to just explain what's going on in this paragraph. This is Mamish Zman of today. Why? This is how it goes. If you have here, in the page four. On page four, I have all these quotes in the footnotes, right? Let's take the second quote on the bottom of the footnote in page four, Chele Gimel, right? The second quote, it's not highlighted. That quote. So here the Rebbe has such, the Rebbe, a Yid has a Bechira. So the Shaila is, what happens if we choose never ever to listen to the Eibishta? Right? We have Bechira. Maybe, yeah, okay. So you take the Rebbe's words there, you'll see it in the Rebbe's words. It's a very long order, I was only able to quote a few lines. So let's say, what's the guarantee that we're going to ever make a Dirbet Achtenim? If we all have chida, maybe Gideon will never listen to the Eibishter. There will never be a dinner of tachtonim. Marsh, yeah, right. This is a shayla. Okay. I remember learning chizus where the young bocha whoever taught us chizus told us this shayla from this sikh. I remember it still from them. Maybe the Eibishter will never happen. We have chida. So what did Rebbe say? The Rebbe answers here: you have chida, you can delay the process, but ultimately the process will be fulfilled. Why? Because the Eibishter. Okay, now the Eibishter will get you to choose the right way. Okay, Now remember, we're talking about free choice. We're saying the Eibishter is going to get you to choose the right way. Now this is the example how we say pchira, and then we say true pchira, but the Eibishter can get you to choose, and the Ram does not take away from your pchira. It's you. So let just understand this. You know, this comes in the middle. Rebbe actually discusses it, but the Rebbe brings it out much down all the way down. That the whole bria with the whole bria is like this. Ein eid molvade. Whatever happens, everything is from the Eibishter. It's all come from the Eibishter. That means if this doesn't, it's not this mentioned in that chelik gimel, but in the other sikhs here, which is quoted in the Elechrecha or whatever, it's mentioned here, whatever, that in other places, everything comes from the Eibishter. So the Eibishter pre-programmed the whole world. Okay? Now, Eibishter pre-programmed the whole world. So everything I'm doing is already being pre-programmed by the Eibishter, right? So do I have free choice? The koyach, the Eibishter gives, yes. The fact that you have free, by asking Evroim, if that person has free choice, if I'm going to restrain him from doing something, I'm taking away his free choice. The Eibishter, you can have free choice. It's not a stir for the Eibishter that you can have free choice. And the Eibishter gets you to choose, and it's you doing it. The fact that it's the Eibishter doing it, and you're doing it, but if it's either you do it, or I'm getting you to do it, yeah? Whatever, it's either or, you cannot have both. But the Eibishter doesn't work like that. The Eibishter gives you free choice. You are doing your free choice. The Eibishter decides how your free choice should be. The Eibishter is not a spirit. So this is, now this is.
He decides what is your
free choice. This is called, now this is discussing the quote. The Eibishter, now, but it's your free choice. Now listen. This is discussed, actually, with the way it's brought from, is from Mikladab's Mamorim. This union of Neira Lila Bnei Adam, and where the Rebbe discusses it a very lot. He says it's a kenigia, the whole world is it's like a game, the whole game, because it's Eibishter already pre, yeah, oh. Now, if everything is pre-programmed, so what difference does it make what I do? A good shayla, yeah?
Mm.
Oh, but here's a what. Remember, the Eibishter that gave you, my name is Nachum Strux. I'm a human being. I want to live. I want to have a good life also. Right? Fine? Good. I identify with the fact that the Rebbe just now explained in this sikha that I am a shleimus. And therefore, I can do anything. Yeah? If I can do, I'm the same as I can do everything. When I identify with that, I automatically also identify with the fact that the Eibishter is shleimus, so therefore everything's pre-programmed from the Eibishter, right? But I want the good, so I'm going to do good. You don't have to hear what it goes. My name is Nachum Strux, so the aim is a pre-programmed, but I want to have the schar of the mitzvah, so I'm going to do the mitzvah. You get that point? So now, remember, maybe I have to think it through, find better ways how to put it down, but remember, so in other words, everything has been pre-programmed with Eibishter. But I identify with the fact that everything is pre-programmed. The Eibishter is tackling the same, so therefore Eibishter is pre-programmed everything. What I do, whether I do good or not good, everything is pre-programmed. But when I come to this awareness, I also know when I do what Eibishter wants, I'll have people shlemus. So therefore I'm automatically going to do what Eibishter wants. In other words, the rotten of the Eibishter, that this is the sikh, by the way, in Lech Lecha, where the Rebbe explains this Lech Lecha, so beginning Toshin Lamed Aleph, also where the Rebbe explains this coming from the Mittler Rebbe, mainly coming from the Mittler Rebbe, that everything is there, but what I mean, but Pearl, in other words, the Eibishter is working through you, the Eibishter is going to prove the moment I come to realize that I'm stainless, I'm gonna do it! And that is Eibishter working through me. When I do it, is what we've been saying all the years, all these months we're learning. When I do it, this is an akuda which the Rebbe explains in this sikha here, and this is the sikha which the Rebbe explains all these sikhas, which is, and there's many more. Whenever you find it, it's the Rebbe, this is the Mahalach, the Rebbe keeps on saying it, it's with the Mahalach, comes at very depth of the bond, Rebbe brings that much clearer. That when I do it, that was what the Eibishter wants. That wasn't it. So now, let's come back to the point. Now come back. I don't know how well it's understood, but let's just come back to the point over here. Here we're talking about Eibishter says, I'm Tachlis HaShleimus. And I can change anything that I want. And I can get myself out of Golos. The Rebbe says, I sinned. So that came from the Eibishter. What does it mean is, when I sinned, I was not aware of the mile of Yisrael. When I sinned, I knew it was a goyim, I knew it was a good life, and I wanted to have a good life. I didn't realize that I have in myself the good life in myself, and I can get the good life by doing what Abraham wants. I didn't realize. I was running out of different temptations. So I went and did an Aveda. So I was not aware of my Yisrael. That's the fact. Okay. Now, why was I not aware? The chayda, I had it in myself. That the Rebbe said, the Eibishter pre-programmed. They come from the Eibishter. I was not aware. Now that the Rebbe's taught us this, or Siddur is telling us, or the Rebbe's taught us, that we can change it. So now, of course, once you're aware, you're going to change it, I'm going to change it. So the fact that now I realize the reason why I came to Golos was only to show the koyach of myself in Golos. Besides, nice, when I did the Veda, I was not aware of it. Mm-hmm. Why was not aware? Why did the Rebbe not Megala? Why did the Rebbe not Megala this? Or if he was Megala, he was always there in the Torah. Why did not make that I should not understand it before? I should not be fully aware of it? It's Neda Ali. That is Neda Ali in the Adam. I was there. Yeah. And now it's fully aware. How did this come to our time today? The Rebbe is saying to Seyad Mosai, and you're going to, and you, with our mouth, you can bring the good, right? Why? No. We can. With one thing, we can bring the gula. The whole mahalak of the sikh is to say that we can actually bring the gula. Now, why the Rebbe telling us that we can bring the gula? Why the Moshe all the years when Golas, you know, were told to bring the Gula. No, they were told they had to do the Avodah. Hashem will ready to bring the Gula. Here the Rebbe is telling us, we can affect Hashem to bring the Gula. Yidin were never, we didn't learn all the years that we should know that you can affect Hashem. Why didn't we learn? Because, so the same answer, we had it ready all along. Because all along you're going to tell a Yid, you can affect Hashem. A Yid is sitting over there in Siberia, and you're going to tell him that he can affect Hashem to bring the Gula. That was such a high avoid, it was so removed from reality, it was very hard to ask a Yid to identify. It was always there in the Torah. You couldn't tell a Yid to identify with it. So therefore, that was not discussed. You were told about Gula, you were told the Avish will bring the Gula. Now the Rebbe is telling us, you should know that you're tied with the Eibishter, and therefore you can affect the Eibishter. Why they're ever telling us now? Because now we can relate to it. Because there is no, now we can relate to why. Because the situation today is not, as the Rebbe said here, there's no reason why the Gula is not, she's not here. That means, literally, we can identify with the fact that we can affect the Eibishter to bring the Gula. So therefore the Rebbe says, so let's get it now. So therefore now listen to the words. When in the past a Yid didn't know this content of the Sikha, why? Because it's very hard to ask for a Yid from a mole to identify with this content of the Rebbe's Magalo, or Siddur's Magalo, that Yid can affect the Eibishter. It was very hard for Yid to identify with it, so that's why it was not taught. Now it is taught because we can identify. The situation in the world is that we could identify with it. Nevertheless, it's already 20 years that, more than 20 years after Gimel Tammuz, or it's more than 60 years after Tov Shin Yud, and we have not brought the Gula. What's going to be the answer to that? The answer, the situation is fitting, so you must go back to the territory the Rebbe says here. Neira, Lil Ibn Adam, the Eibishter made the situation such that I should not realize. So therefore, just like the, what does it mean? I just did not realize what's going on. The Rebbe put us now in the category of the Tinik Shenishba. Tinik Shenishba, he can change the world by, he's going to say this hi to the Shliach. Because that's what he knows to do. So the fact he doesn't know more, it's not his fault. The Rebbe is saying now, we can change the world. I, till now, this was already around. From Tov Shin Yud, or from the Alter Rebbe, wherever you want to say, from the Baal Shem Tov, the Alter Rebbe, wherever, from the Rebbe, Tov Shin Yud, Tov Shin Nun Beis, wherever, this is the realm that we can affect the Eibishter. I haven't affected the Eibishter because, and the reason why we taught this is because the situation is already suitable. It's because Neira Lila Bnei Adam, I just don't realize. I don't know, you have to work out the rest of this, the missing dots, you have to put it yourself. The situation is suitable, and I don't realize. Why did you realize that the situation is suitable?
This is not living.
There's a helm here coming from the Eibishter. That's that helm the Rebbe is begging the Eibishter, get that helm out of us.
Yeah, but once the Rebbe is telling us about the helm, there's no helm anymore. Now you know about it.
And nevertheless, we haven't brought. So what is it? That's the Rebbe said. There's no reason. It's just helm. Realize it's you. When you realize it's you, you're going to do it. Did you see? Yeah. It works or half?
It's called a breaking paradigm. In Russian it's paradigma.
At some point it's like that everything comes from there. But on the other point, the other hand you want to say like
way of
it's still if you would realize that you could do it better.
No, it's coming with Eibishter. I can't.
It's all coming from there. Whole perception. What do you do it? Do you not do it? Could you do it? Everything comes from there. So, it's you have only like 5 minutes. Like, just realize and try better.
No. What do you mean try better? No. When you, I have to really explain it better myself. I have to put it out together. It's coming from the Eibishter. But one, I recognize the fact that it's all coming from the Eibishter, and therefore, and everything can be, he can shape there, and I can affect the Eibishter. When I realize that I affect, then what? I'm going to make a cheshbon. I'm going to do the right thing with Eibishter. Want automatically me the call is going to. Once I realize a fact, as long as the world is a metzias and the world has a certain say, you know, and I don't realize that it's all me or it's all the Eibishter, I may do it, I may not do it. Here we're talking about a situation. Why do I say it's all coming from the Eibishter? Because whatever the world is, it's just the Eibishter. And the same thing, whatever it is, it's just me. At that moment, when I realize it's just me, I'm going to automatically do the same thing. And the call, in other words, it's not going to be caused, it's going to come a matter of choice. Do I want to? I'm going to automatically do the same thing. I'm going to do the right thing. The moment I identify with this concept, that it's all me, I will automatically do the same thing. The reason, the whole question is coming in, is because the Eibishter, can the Eibishter, is ain't nobody, and he can do everything. The moment I identify with that, I will automatically do the right thing. That is, like it has happened in the quote of the Sikha, there's a certain kuda where there is no b'chira. What do you mean no b'chira? If no b'chira, it means I have no choice. That is shleimus b'chira. When I get to this point, that I realize that Eibishter comes to the Eibishter, I'm automatically going to do the same thing. That won't be, I won't think twice about it. It's going to come from me. The fact that I have no b'chira is going to come from me. I'm not going to want to think twice about it. That is the Nekuda. It's very similar to the same thinking of the Nekuda we spoke in the past, right, about Ein Elavadi and Yesh and Nivra, the coming together, both together. It's the same, Mamish, it's the same thing. Okay, yeah.
On daily basis, you come to the things that you want to make the right choice. Like, after the show, you still realize that. What makes you still?
But the daily basis, this is, the Mahalach this, the daily basis is that I know I can do everything what has to be done. Using my logic, I can change everything. We're used to having these challenges. Okay, any challenge is for me to deal with, and I can deal with it. And once upon a time, you couldn't be told that. That was only for Malchus, for Tzaddikim Doylem.
We're still not doing it. Why?
Because I'm not. One reason why I'm not identifying with it. The Yid identifies, you automatically do it.
After the show, now you realize that that's what I was.
Oh, no, okay, oh, fine. So I've thought about this a lot, you know, and when it comes to different situations, I sort of give in. Okay, but the fact that you learn Torah and you've learned about it, it helps in your Aveda. Yeah, okay, we do come better by learning Torah. No, don't, yes. And just, if we'd only realize it's all just us, then you can be sure we're really coming better in Aveda. Okay. And remember, there's another one thing, by the way, just everything, okay, let's stop over here. Okay. Say that, fine. Thank you to you. Okay, Shkara.